This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Two Oakland artists are taking an innovative look at the U.S.-Mexico border conflict in Border Cantos, an exhibition now on display at the San Jose Museum of Art. Landscape photographer Richard Mizrak and experimental composer Guillermo Galindo began collaborating on the show 4 years ago after a chance meeting at San Francisco's pop-up magazine. Reporter Julia Hutton takes a look at this nuanced exploration of border issues.
I don't photograph people literally crossing the border. That's more for journalism. I like to do kind of just a slower, meditative look at what's going on there.
There's a haunting quality to the Border Cantos images and music compositions, a multidimensional collaboration between Mizrak and composer Guillermo Galindo. They're exploring border issues by focusing on lonely objects, things they found abandoned in the border zone. A migrant's cast-off shoe, an empty food tin rolled across the sand by the wind. Simple objects take on iconic meaning in the photos and in the unconventional instruments that Galindo has built from items dropped in the sand. They're playable sculptures, some like drums or koto-shaped, made from discarded tires, cans, a metal ladder.
Everything has a very particular sound. If you really hear, you hear that everything sounds very different. There's places where you knock something that they have more resonance than others, no? It resonates in different ways.
Mizrak, who's been photographing the American desert for many years, says that for him, the border project began when he came across something startling, a mysterious group of human figures in the California desert. Something like scarecrows, they were made out of migrants' clothing, staked on tall stalks from agave plants.
I found these, and I photographed them over a two-week period. I didn't see anybody around. There was no label, there was no message, there was no explanation of what they were. I didn't know if it was an art project, if it was a warning to migrants coming across the border, or they could have actually been protests to the Border Patrol. There's no explanation.
And when one finds something, it's like finding a treasure, no? It's finding a window to somebody's life.
The ghostly figures, which Mizrak calls the effigies, express tension. Their arms stretch upwards, a gesture suggesting an arrest, or physical agony, or a dance.
It almost looks like they could be something out of Michael Jackson's Thriller, or sorcerers. I mean, these effigies take on very, very different readings. That gives them their power.
For me, it's the beginning of a story, imaginary story that is going to be told by my instruments. The voice of my instruments are going to tell that story. I found bottles, and then I'm blowing into these bottles, making a tone, and this tone, it reminds me of the human breathing. And it turned it into a lament, almost like a human or an animal lament that is a very universal sound.
I found kind of a field in Texas of children's things. There was no adult things. I found a couple Bibles, 4 or 5 year olds, a pair of tennis shoes. I found this little girl's tweezers, you know, in the shape of a supermodel.
I found this children's backpack with a cartoon character. And my son was very young then, and he was into this cartoon character. So I opened the backpack, and there was a ball. So it was very touching for me to see that.
The fate of the migrants who lost or discarded these belongings remains unclear. And the show's found objects invite many interpretations. Other stories, other layers of complication, come from a different batch of objects. They're evidence of another group that's always on the move through the borderlands, the U.S. Border Patrol.
This is the Border Patrol target range, and it's just a place where the Border Patrol does target practice.
photographer Richard Mizrak.
There was thousands and thousands of spent cartridges on the ground. And what was amazing about them is they're very colorful. They're like confetti or candy. And I brought those back, and Guillermo thought that, ironically, they look like something you'd find in a piñata.
The piñata is a metal structure. It's in the shape of a soccer ball. We found a lot of soccer balls because in Mexico, soccer is a very important sport. And sometimes the soccer balls fly from the Mexican side of the border to the other side.
He's always playing with humor and sort of inverting what you're looking at.
So this is a structure, a metal structure that is hollow and is made in the shape of a soccer ball. And hanging from it, it has the empty shells, rifle shells from the Border Patrol.
The color of these things, which, you know, there's yellows and greens and reds and blues and grays, and they make incredible sound.
The shells that are hanging from the surface of the piñata strike the body, the metal body of the instrument. It sounds like a river full of pebbles. It's that kind of organic rhythm, no, that doesn't have a precise beat or anything. It's just organic, it just flows.
The desert working conditions were difficult, especially in more remote valleys, seas of sand and scrub surrounded by nearly barren mountains. Often photographing alone for weeks at a time, Mizrak says he rarely saw anyone, except occasionally the Border Patrol. In the backcountry, most officers advised him to leave the area, used by human traffickers, drug smugglers, and weapons runners. Carjackings are not unknown.
Am I in danger out there? I think 99.9% of the time I'm not. Has the Border Patrol told me that I am? 99.9% of the time they do.
Their relationship was complex. Once, near the border in San Diego, officers were helpful, meeting Mizrak at dawn to drive him into a militarized zone, usually off-limits to the American public. But elsewhere, in a desert gulch, Border Patrol agents examined the soles of his shoes to make sure they didn't waste time tracking his footprints in the sand.
You know, they're busy with other things, but I do have a right to be there, and I'm not doing anything. I'm just photographing.
Direct conflict remains unseen in this show. Without taking an explicit political stance, it addresses a highly charged issue by paying attention to small, intimate clues. Documenting the historical moment, Border Contos also suggests universal themes: the human journey, separation, the destruction of the environment, and the stories indicated by the telling objects we leave behind. For Cross Currents, I'm Julia Hutton in San Jose.